Rabbi and Rabbi and Rav and Rav paskim that mutter tzai gufa and tzai mekomi vel osu mecham otel. But please note this, we spoke last time, we paskim like Rav and Ravo, that's also mecham otel, but mutter tzai gufa mecham otel. Like Lishmach Lehetter, Rabbi Ketushitiz, as the Baal Mor explains, that Rav Yehuda and Ravo and Abaya paskim that it's still also mecham otel, mutter tzai gufa mecham otel. Masha Enkein, Ravo and Rav, they paskim mutter, even mecham otel. Hadei paskin, this is the end of the sugya, Rashi says, Halacha k'ravo, Dama, Dovash v'lachu l'hetter shor the gamri. Paskin like Ravo, look at the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, and all the paskin, the Mechaber, and Simen Shemeches, the Tevdalot, all the paskin afterwards, paskin clearly, that klish v'lachu l'hetter is mutl, so kufa, mechomei, and also from Mechamel itself. Now, it says in sugya, Mechamel itself is mutl. What about something that's not Mechamel itself? Less than that, Lashon HaPoskim, Shlo L'Tzorech Shlal. Simply it's not, you do not need to move it for any reason at all. What's the law on such a case? So first they start with Rashi, Bimadaik and Rashi. Rashi says when you pass him like Ravo, Lach to Ravo, D'omar Dovash V'lachi L'Hetter Shoi L'Gamri. Rashi says, what's Mutter? L'Gamri. Rashi says, for any reason at all you want to move it, you can move it, no problem. Shlo L'Tzorech Shlal is Mutter of Rashi. The Shita L'Ran on Kofav Gimel Abayin, Retez Gimel says, Mecham L'Tel, why Mecham L'Tel? Zichti, Agaf, Eichlami. Does not mean that. At the end of the parak says the same thing. It says the word Mecham L'Tel, it's Orchid Emol Sanakat. I'm not talking about a person who's moving things for no reason. Who? People move things for no reason? Such a person? Such things out there? We're talking about the Derech, either Mekoimoy, or Megufoy, or Mecham L'Tel. Eichlami, you can move anything for whatever you want. The Shikil Aran ends off, not only it's him, he says Rechain Kosev, also the Ra'ah. Where's the Ra'ah? Look in Bayon, Dati Beis and Aleph, the Ra'ah over there. And the ritual by Oskul of Kimmel and Beis, if the ritual is a real ritual, so over there he says, he quotes his Mori, his Rebbe, he said it's Mutter. And Kiduo, who's the Mori of the ritual? It's always the Ra'ah. If it's a real ritual, it's the Ra'ah. So, Void Nochma Amokim, the Shilde Gevorim, starts off in Chesim Aleph on the Rif, that the Sheet is the Re'i. So, before we show him that way, we have Rashi Mefurish, which they call the Ra'ah, the Sheet of Loran, and the Re'i. The Re'i, the four different Rishon of Paskin, you allow to move any Klish from Lach Deheter, for any reason at all, that whatever reason he wants. Comes along the Abdenazi and Shuvah, he's better than coming from the other Marwakim from places in Sokol. But he says in the Simantov Gimel that the Maish the Minig Yisrael Toru and the Minig Kleisel is to be Mekel. You do all look around, you people are Mekel, they do not love the Lachas and otherwise. The Minig is to be Mekel, and Yeshlam Amash Yismuchu, they want to be Semek upon, and don't shove them, don't bother them. Leave them, what did you show him out the Mizidim? That's not his Lashon, but Chura, that's the Gedim. What did you show him? Leave them as is. Finally, we have four Rishonim, and says Abdenazi Yeshlam Yismuch. That's the Ikkel Halacha. Maisa al Tarasheni, the Ikkel, the Pleishkin, and the Rishonim argue. How much argue? First Mamokim, Bukhura, is from the Rambam, Ben Chotei, the Halacha Gimel. Over there, he brings down Lashon Gemara, the Klishim Lach Leheter is Mutter. And he says, when's it Mutter? Mecham L'Tel and Mishul Atzmoy. The thing itself. Otherwise, he did not say it's Mutter for everything. So says the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam, the Pashas of the Rambam, Shloi L'Tzorech Klal, is also. The Ramban in the Mulchemet and the Avtamach Vav and Beis, he also says that all Kelim are also, you cannot move for no reason. And just to go make the list of the Rishonim, without going through each Mamakim, it's a Smag, as if you even saw the Shulda Gevorim down with the Smag Shita, it's Iran by us in the Kedushim, and also in the back of the Rift. He writes for Yitzhak Talas also, even though he brings down the Yesh Tolkien, but that's where he ends off with. The Kedushim Rishonim, by us that way, wants to argue in the Zerabi. The Magen Mishnah says anyone who says otherwise does not have what even to be Semech upon. You know, I've made it to the Yeshimi Lismach, and I'm in Lismach, so the Magen Mishnah. The Miri Bayal says it, Uncle Chav Gimel, Uncle Chav Dalet, it's the Pesach Riyaz, the Kolba, the Azura, the Torah. Fine, 11 different Rishonim, right, clearly, there's no Hetzer to not move from no other reason at all. But instead of making the list of Rishonim 4, verse 11, the Maish, the Loch, the Mechaber, everyone reads the Tev Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Abel, Shloi Litzar, Klal, Oslo Taltala. Mechaber is very clear, Shloi Litzar, Klal, is Oslo Taltala. Look at any of the notes that came on the page, no one says otherwise. The Taz, Mogheram, Shivuah, anyone, Rav Shulchan, no one says otherwise. Not Rav Shulchan. But, Pashas is, the law is to move for no reason, Lamaite is also. The lesson of the Torah Shabbos, of the Mitzvah Shabbos is, Vadi Roy Lecholi, by Yisrael, the Zop, and Nafshe Shloi, Lehokol Negev Kol Chachmei Yisrael. How can a person go against Kol Chachmei Yisrael with Machmer? And same thing the Orchid Shulchan says, no one arguing the Beit Yosef, how can you go against him to be Mekel? Maybe again a couple of avada, what a person should do, you learn the sugya, lilmoid, on an athlatos, avada, the loss of a mechaba, the what, shloid, so I fell, oslo, tau, flo, again, there's an amazing says, people are makel, you do look around, people are makel, much as you're shogim, but avada, anyone who will listen to you, avada, just tell them the loss is, you're not making for no reason at all. Now, what is the reason for it? The Chayotim says, because the Chum did not want you to do tircha yisayu on Shabbos. They did not want you to matriach for no reason, or extra tircha on Shabbos, Shabbos you made menucha, therefore you should not move anything for no reason. Now, where is the Ikka Makar, the Poskim are coming from? Yeah, we have 11 Rishonim. One Rishon I left out where the Be'efim coming from. The Lashon, the Beis Yosef is coming from the Makar Mishnah, is coming from the Rashba. The Rashba is on that, Mem Gimel Mabez. The Poskim are coming from the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba, it's not that clear. I'll try to understand the Rashba and try to get a gather from the Rashba. What does it mean, Shlomo Tzorech Klal? What does that mean? The Mishnah, that's in Beis on Beis, the Mishnah there is talking about taking a kli, taking a plate. Can you put it underneath shemen that's going to drip from the candle and maybe a camel, the shemen, the oil? Can you take a plate and put it underneath it? Says the Mishnah that you can't do it. Comes on the Gemara and says, let's say you have a Beis on, egg, there's no on Shabbos, Muksa. Can you take a plate and cover the egg and protect it? Machloikis, Rav Chisda says you can put an egg and cover, take a plate and cover the egg. Or says take a kli and cover the egg. Rav Chisda says you cannot. So first, again, the Mishnah says you cannot take a plate or a kli underneath the shemen. Mashenken, you can put a kli on top of the beitzah. What's the chilek? Says the Rashban that from Gimel on the beitz. Betamik Marfer says that a tzol that's motzi, that's something is there for something to happen. It's there for egg to be laid to happen on Shabbos. So a tzol motzi, you can do something, do a tzol on Shabbos. A tzol motzi, you can save on Shabbos. Mashenken shemen, it's not tzol motzi, it's not usual for shemen to drip from a cup. It's not motzi, you cannot save it on Shabbos. If Yitzchak over there argues and says, sorry, motzi, not motzi, you have to be machmir, unless it's tzol motzi. But Mashenken with the chizu, we see, that with a tzol motzi, you can take a kli and save a beitza, not motzi, you cannot take a kli and save the shemen. Says the Rashba, when it's motzi, my colleague can save it or not. With not motzi, that tzol, then everyone agrees you cannot save it. You cannot save the shemen that's dripping from kuli alma. Why not? Take a kli and go save the shemen. Elamai zek the Rashba. We see a person cannot move a kli for no reason. If it's not motzi, it's not. You cannot take a kli and go save the shemen. I even want to save the shemen and use it to let it off of something else. Says the Rashba, we're done of loy metinu mishi etu latat latol shen motzi afil dvaman etol. You do not find anyone who says you can move anything, even for a tzolo, when it's not motzi. That's the Rashba's first mahalach in the sugya. The Ramban, also in the Mechamis, and the Samachov and Beis, also in the mahalach, that first you cannot move a kli for no reason. From the sugya, a tzolo is not motzi, you cannot move a kli for no reason. The Rashba goes on Vayit and says maybe a second mahalach, the Ramban also, that Dafk over there, by moving a kli, maybe a lead to the inner of Haitzah. You take a kli, carry it outside. And take Adam Ball on the minor, your person is bewildered upon his money, wants to save his money. It's a special day by Haitzah. Nothing to do with the Issa of being metatl a kli for no reason. What is the reason why he cannot put a plate under the shemen? Is it because he cannot be metatl a kli for no reason? That's his first mahalach. The right for second mahalach, why? Because Adam Ball on the minor, and end up leading to Haitzah. A second reason. Two reasons among the Rashba. The Rashba ends off, what to do lalacha? We call Malkim, Hamachmer Tovi Lav Bracha. That's come. The Rashba says, Hamachmer Tovi Lav Bracha. What's the Rashba's Maskono? What's the Ramban's Maskono? Are they coming out that you cannot move a kli for no reason? Or no, they have two reasons, and they say, Hamachmer Tovi Lav Bracha. It comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, says, you, Beis Yosef, you, Magamish, your Malkim is the Rashba. Look up the Rashba. He's mistopic. He's not sure what Pshamas to give. He says, Hamachmer Tovi Lav Bracha. What right you have to bring down a man Muslim that this is a car that you cannot bring a kli at all for no reason? You have 11 Rishon who do say it. Are you a man Muslim with the Rashba who says a machmer tovah bracha? That's you a man Muslim? Why is it the Rashba? Why is it that Avnei says even the other way? That the Rashba b'etzem is mekel b'etzem. With Loshon of a machmer tovah bracha b'etzem sounds like b'etzem is mekel. Because the Rashba is mekel agamri. Why is that you a man Muslim? Who of Shach just answer the Rashba? Again, the Rashba starts with the sugya that a tzolo sheinu motzi, you cannot move a kli. Shaila, why you cannot move a kli? Is it because you cannot move a kli for no reason? Or because you cannot, a person's bar on a minor might lead to a tzolo. poor Kshan Rashba with the Magamishna and the Beis Yosef saying this is it, and the Magamishna says no, no, that's sad, nothing to be semichan to be makel. It's a be'etem, the Rashba saying on a solo, let's think about it, what are you doing? You're moving a plate for a reason, to do a solo. Still the Rashba says it's nichol in the gedur, you cannot move a kli for no reason. So that the Rashba says not misafro. Like other bottom one, that's more misafro than pshat. But the concept Shabbat, that you cannot move a plate for no reason, that the Maisi do sleep in the Rashba. He does not want to sit in the Sugyo, because the Maisi, you have a good reason, you come to save Shemen. To save Shemen, you have a good enough reason, that in the Sugyo, does not want to save Shan in the Sugyo. But the concept, the idea to move a plate for no reason, that the Rashba accepts. That about his MS. He's arguing, what Shan in the Sugyo, Makmatov La Bracha, even to move a plate for a Tzayuch, for a Tzayuch, even that Makmatov La Bracha. After the Lach Shabbat, to move a plate for no reason, Arin Chanami, the Rashba agrees to it. So it comes out, this is my mokum, the Rashba, that the Beis Yosef is coming from, that we paskin, the person cannot move a kli for no reason. Now, where's the riot for this Indian? Where's the my mokum to see this concept? We have Yishonim, we say it, my folks are Yishonim. Where's the riot, the person cannot move an object for no reason? So the Ikka, they come from the three Gemaras, and one from Lashon the Gemara. One Gemara we have by us, by Konim. Says that a person wants to have lechem upon him, he wants to put the condom in between on Shabbos. The Gemara says that Mishum Iyavshu, Baha'i fortunately, Loim Ofish, since it's going to get ruined, it won't get ruined even a little bit on Shabbos, don't put the condom inside. In fact, the Ram, the Klish Malachta Lehetter, Klish Malachta Lehetter, Latar, put it in inside. And the Ma'ezek the Ram, no, we see that he cannot move a Klish for no reason at all. So those like the Ram, Kedusha Ram, from the right of condom. However, he points out that's only good if the Gerus is Ravah. And Konim is a case of Klishim Lach Lehetter, and you're allowed to say Chacham L'Tel. Allah must be, it's also Shloi L'Tzarek Lav. If the Gersa is Yerobo. Elva says the Kedusha Ran, and the Rajbo, and the Ritva, the three you showing them, if the Gersa is Yerobo, no Raya. According to Rabo, what's the Lachal by Klishim Lach Lehetter is also Mecham L'Tel. That means you need a Targupa, a Targum Kaimoy. Therefore, putting the Konim in between the Lechma Ponim is not enough for Tzarek to be called Targupa and Targum Kaimoy. And therefore there will be no right if the gear says Rabba.
Why can't it be for the Zeresh and
the condoms don't get locked in, they just put them in between as far as I know. They just put the condom in between, I don't think they get locked in. No one mentions they get locked in. I know.
All the pictures,
they're not...
They're coming through the side.
Yeah, but they're not being jammed. Talk to me, they have to be jammed in. Not being jammed.
And they're being supported by the...
That's not Shemi Taka. Shemi Taka has to be jammed. So, again, one raya that we see, Shlomo to a cloud, also in the case of Kondom. But according to the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva on the Ram, if he kisses Rabbi, you have no raya. However, the Rambam has he pasuk, and the Rambam pasuk is like Rava, the Klishum Lachter, Lahetcher is Mutter Mecham Latel. Second of all, he pasuk and helps us summon the Musafim. He says the person cannot put the Kondom in between the Lachim upon him. Third, the Rambam is going after the Gzeris, after we Mamata the whole entire Itz of Gzeris Kalim. So we have a Rambam. It says it's also will come in between. Why? He's Mas Micham Latel. So it says the Radvaz on the Rambam, and Tom Misafim. We have a chloride, the Rambam holds, slow the Torah class, Sham the Gemara, you cannot move for no reason. But some Sofi Ba'as in the Sugya, Tiladov in the Shulchan Aruch, they say right from the case of Konim. So that's one Raya. So a second Raya. It's the case of Makos, the case of the Shaitim brought down, it's recorded in Yud Beis. And the case by a person, it's recorded in Gimel, by Rebbe Lozer, that he has a case that he has an animal, they have to do mafshit, skin it on Erev Pesach. So every third of the week, you put condom on one person's shoulder, other person's shoulder, and hang the animal from it. On Shabbos, the Lord says, you put one hand to another guy's hand, and hang the animal from your hand. I am the Meister, why hang an animal from your hand? Put the condom across your shoulders on Shabbos itself, and the Rashi says, Mishmur brings down to the Klishim Malach Leheter. And the Meister, you see, even Klishim Malach Leheter has to be a good tzarech. If not enough of a tzarech, it's nichol get her in tzarech, so I'll be also. The second raya. A third raya is a case of Menveiz Menveiz, where the Rambam the Rashba is coming from. A tzolosh and a motzol, in the case, a tzolosh is not usual to be happen on Shabbos, a person cannot move a keli for no reason. That's the third gemara. And the Rishonim, the Ram points out, the Raga Mishnah says, Losh the gemara. The gemara said at the beginning it was also. Came along with Matzah Tzarek Ufoy. Came along with Matzah Tzarek Mekoymoy. Came along with Matzah what? Mecham L'Tel. It's always matter. Why did the Gemara say matter L'Gamri? Why did the Gemara lose a loss of Mecham L'Tel? The true, the Shittin Lan says Rachla Nosa. But the other Shami, the Magen Mishnah is pointing out, but Maida, say, Lagami, why are you using a strange Lashon Mecham Letzel? And the Lashon Gemara also, it's Mashma, that Lagami will be Osir, for no reason the move will be Osir. So you have four variants that also comes along the Rishonim. One from Konim, our Sugil, one from Makoloi, also our Sugil, one from Membez, Abez, Vatsala, and the fourth from the Lashon Gemara itself. Based upon this, now we can start clarifying what is the gather of Shalom Letzel Klal. What does it mean a person cannot move an object for no reason? Marshall, you have on the table silverware, or you have any object, Klisha Machla Heter, you have a watch on the table, could you move it for no reason? What does no reason mean? Mitzarek Kufay, Mutter. Mitzarek Mekaymai, Mutter. Mecham Letzel, Mutter. Which case? Silverware. We'll get silverware, we'll get every case. We'll see, not possible. We'll see. What is the Gedder of Shlomo Tzor? They come along the Aruch HaShulchan and he says, does not understand. You want to ask your Shlomo Tzor Klal. Anytime a person does anything, he's doing it, why? Because he wants to. That's self in the Torah. Anytime you have Kavano, that is Torah. What is the case? What are you talking about to say? Shlomo Tzor Klal is Osir. You're moving it, why? Because in some realm you have Kavano for doing moving it. So how to check that Shlomo Tzor Klal? What is the case? What are we talking about? And with Aruch HaShulchan, the whole book is Lashon, the passion of the meaning of Aruch HaShulchan, Echanam, Yad Kavano, it's Torah. When Shloi Tzorach being Mitzatek, you're talking to a person, and now you're fidgeting with a chair, and you have no idea what you're doing, you're spacing out, you're playing with a shtender, when you have no idea what you're doing, that's Shloi Tzorach Klal. But anytime you have Kavano for anything, just say Torah. I want to. That's my need, that's my desire. As I said, Aruch HaShulchan, the Shmir Shabbos will also be done that way. There's a Chazan Ish and Maisha Ish and Chalik Beis, the Ism, what's together. He says, anything to fill up a person's Ratzon, that's a Tzarek. You want to do it? That's a Tzarek. Well, the Tzarek Lahav, Mitzatek. Oh, okay, those are Mamish Kashim. And Nochamayim Okim Mincha Shabbos, same Yisoyis. We have Mamish Akroinim, Rav Shulchan, Chazan Ish, Mincha Shabbos, and the Shmir Shabbos passing away. The Ged is the Mitzatek, is going to be slow the Tzarek Lahav. Otherwise, you have Kavana for anything you want to do, that's a Tzarek. That's the definition. So there are numerous problems with this Malach, but most of them are Poskim, and it's more Mekor that way, it's much more easier to live life on Shabbos that way. You go to that Mahalach, it's very hard, it's not going to ask him on anything. Many can stop you make on Gansip. Even the people who know about it, it's much easier to go to the Mahalach or the Shulchan. The last one, go that way, because it's much more easier to go that way. Before we go to the Sigis and the Mayas, we'll see Mamish if it fell this Mahalach. First, where's the Makoros coming from? We come from the case of one Konim. Konim, the guy had Kavanah to put the Konim across his shoulders? Yeah. Says the Ram, we had to write also. The Ram is saying, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Next case, Makolos. Konim is sorry, but that's my problem. Next case, Makolos. Case of the Konim. Makolos, by the pose of the guy's shoulder. That case over there. Also, the guy had doing a Kavanah. Still, the right, Mishabu, you now the right to answer. Third case, Asala 40, coming to say something. We shouldn't have been coming from that case. That's where the Raj was coming from, with Kavanah. Still, we want to say it's not Michal enough of a Tzarek, still going to answer. Lost in the Gemara, what? The Chama tell anything less than that. The Makoris were coming from, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Pella awesome. The Pella. Very nice, very easy, go that way. Shabbos, Shabbos, go that way, very nice. The Aruch go that way, it's much easier to live life that way. But the Makoris and the Pella awesome say that way. Each case we're coming from is coming from a person that had Kavanah for what he's doing, and still the Rishonim is saying it's not Michal again of Tzarek. That's Aleph. The Makoris in either way. The second Indian is that what's the Svar to ask the Shlomo Tzor HaKlal? We start quoting the Chayal from Tirchi Yisayo. Tirchi Yisayo. The Indian is asking, you're spacing out, you're playing with a chair. I don't know where the Tirchi Yisayo is coming from. The whole issue of Tirchi Yisayo, forget, Mr. Asik, you have no Tirchi. If you have Tirchi, you wouldn't be doing it. Although I have no idea what you're doing, it doesn't mean anything to you, there's no Tirchi to it. So the Svar to ask the Tirchi Yisayo doesn't apply. Third, if you want, you look in the Meiri. The Meiri says, a case where a person has clothing left outside, he wants to move it inside. He says, it's going to be left in the sun, does it get ruined or not? He says, if it gets ruined by the sun, his words of Imu Dovashay Nifchas Bechama Kol Kach, does not get ruined by the sun too much. It's going to get ruined, but not too much. It's also not Nifchal Geder of Tzarek. If you have Daf to move it inside the Meiri, and Daf can get ruined too much, you got to leave it for Godim outside. Mamashim Meiri that before. In other case, you mentioned the Pima Godim. We mentioned last time in Simon Shinyan Aleph is going on the case of a mace. You have a mace and a mito. So the Gemara says you have a kikur, a tenek, you can move the mace with the mito on top of it. You can move the mito with the mace on top of it. So says the Machaber lav daka a kigur tinnik, any object. Says the Machaber Avram daka kli shum lachta leheter. However, a kli shum lachta leiser, you cannot use a hammer to move a mace. You can only move a kli shum lachta leheter to move a mace. You can take any kli shum lachta leheter. Comes along with Pima Gadim and he says, just like you cannot move a mace with a kli shum lachta leiser, it's not a nechla of tzara kufoi. How can you use a kli shum lachta leheter to move a mace? There's no tzara kufoi there for the object. For the mace, it's not tzara for you. Pima Gadim is saying, you have kavona mamish to take a kli shum lachta leheter, to take any object, to put on top of a mito. Take a watch, put on top of a mito. With the tzarech of that. You have kavon and mamish. That's even good. With the tzarech of that. You want to be at the master. So don't say, so there's a kicker tinnik. The Bnei Tzion wants to answer. The Bnei Tzion, 100 years ago, he wants to answer. The Pima Gadim said, Mishmur, and the Magavam is talking about that case of, that is never nechum gzeru, like the Vikaitish, like food, like we'll see maybe Tzion holds also silverware. That's how far the Bnei Tzion says, Pima Gadim is a good kasha. Chesed and Magar Vam is the only thing you never nechum gzeru. Otherwise, even a klish makhleta, we have kavod and mamish, still the Pima Gadim wants to answer. There's an interesting agoyis yamak on the Rambam, I think he's a Rishon, so he discusses in Perek Hafei, that he says, the feet of that you cannot move kelim for no reason, how could we clean off the table? How can you take off your pots and plates and cups and silverware? What's the answer? Because you want to bring it up, put it away, that's the tzarech. That's the tzarech. Because you want to have to be clean, that's the tzarech. You got tzarechin, the side way is not sure. That's how far he's taking this concept. He has kavon and mamish. Who said that's the tzarech? Maybe, still, he said, if it's talking about it's not me. But some, you want to clean? Let's say you don't want the mokum, or you don't want the tamasel, you don't want gufay. You just want to be clean. Where'd you have to? Nochamar Malkum is Makar Chaim, Chavis Yor. He's discussing, a person has a new candelabra on Shabbos. It's not a Klisha Makhlehet. He wants to know if he can show off to people. So to make it a practical case, he discusses, let's say you have an album. Is there enough of a tzorach to go look at the pictures on Shabbos? The words of the Makar Chaim tzorachim? That's a tzorach? To look at all the beauty and something nice? That's enough of a tzorach? Nice one with Michael for sure. But that's just how far we see the different place games. Zacharias, the sugars, we shine on the place game, the get a tzorach on Shabbos, does not mean it's asik ba'almo. All these cases tell me you have a tzorach gomor, and still the place game we shine on the after, it's not nothing to get a tzorach. So what is the get a tzorach? What is nifl the get a ain tzorach? Well, what is the get a tzorach? There is a source now, Pan Kineski, the Ism also is the letter of Yom Avram. He has an interesting getter. He wants to say that playing with something, when he's speaking to a person playing with it, that's the mala weapon of a person, ech mam and dabi mutter. But some to massage your house on Shabbos, that's not the tzarech. How much is the actual person would think? But some you have a house, you want to massage it, we want to massage the house, that's not the tzarech. However, you're talking to a person, you want to play something, that's mutter. Don't know what that means, but I am here in my room. Maestro, what is the get of tzarech? I'll just end up with how from Zalman said in Shulchan Shloimo, in Orachot. She'eni yadeh, I get a shloh the tzarech val. Don't know. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. To say the get of Aruch Shulchan is asking Almo, that is very sure. Of course, it's going not the way. To say a different getter, don't know. Shlomo Zalman know, I'm not supposed to know. Don't know what the getter is. But certainly, it sounds like you have to have a tzorach toiv, a real tzorach, a good tzorach, and not sound because you want it. Does not sound like it's enough of a tzorach. Minik Lamaisa is only like the Shmir Shabbat says, it's like Aruch Shulchan. Minik is even for Mekel Gansin. But Lamaisa, when the sugya, it's very hard to be makel on these cases. Another shaila, what's nifl get of tzorach, a fascinating shaila, is by klish and lachl iser, we discussed, let's say you want an object for after Shabbos, one for after Shabbos. That's the place you can say, if you want it for later on Shabbos, you can move a hammer now for 5 hours later on Shabbos. We move a hammer now for after Shabbos, that's also. Before a riot brewer, it says, also mecham letzel, what's mecham letzel? You want to save this tape because outside get ruined. Why? After Shabbos. I want to use it after Shabbos. So you see that klish shum lach le'isser, you only start proof mekomim and you stop before Shabbos and not after Shabbos. What about klish shum lach le'heter? Can you move it? It didn't nichol get a tzarek to move it to after Shabbos. But Marshall, you are leaving your house now, you want to take the key with you, which is klish shum lach le'heter, to open up the door much of Shabbos without getting the level of the Shabbos chono. It's for after Shabbos. Is that nichol in a good case of Tzarek Shabbos, not nichol in a case of Tzarek Shabbos? So this the Tara says by the case of Rambeis, by sakinim, a person has pocket knives. So he discusses how can a person move a knife around for no reason. He says, and for the Tara, because maybe he needs it at the end of the day. Says the master shekel, the Nezi Yisrael, and the Ben Ishchai all come from the same Maimonides of the Tara. Let's say you after this last hour, you finish Al Shulis, you know for sure you will not need a knife for after Shabbos. You won't need a knife till after Shabbos. Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Says the man, Machlo Shekel, Nezi Yisrael, Ben Ishchai. No, you can't. It's not nichol geder tzorich. Yatsuvona, you want to do it, it's not nichol geder tzorich. Why tzorich has to be for Shabbos after Shabbos? That's not negate Shabbos, it's not nichol geder tzorich. First we see again, it's a ray against Aruch HaShulchan. And these places can be saying, you have kavana mamash, I want to do what I want to do, and still not tzorich. That's one. And the ma'at kamer achidish osam. When we learn the sukkah of achono, you never see a person say you cannot take a key, but after Shabbos mitam mukto. Everyone says after achono, yeah, achono, no, it's a usual thing to do. It's a commonplace activity. Shlomo Zalman's matrit. What happens? It's a mukto. Sounds like the person do not go with this malach or the Ben Ishchai machzor shekel. But no one in mukto points out that they're arguing the machzor shekel. It's very strange. The ma'at machzor shekel says it. There's also a loch of kana if he lived before the machzor shekel. You're also discussing on Tisha B'Av. It's called Amot Shabbos. You want to know in the shul, can you take away the benches and the sasals so you can put the mats on the floor and sit on the floor and move it on Shabbos? Says the Halacha Ketanis, that goes over there, that you cannot move the benches. Why? Because these things moving are Klishmat Leheter, and they only have a heter of Sarakufoi, Sarak Mekoimoi, or Mechama Del. But for after Shabbos? What's the heter? Not nichol anything. The Halacha Ketanis already says this, you saw it, Klishmat Leheter has to be dafka with Sarak Shabbos. Now again, Halacha, I don't see anyone bringing down this concept. Last question is Ben Ishchai, 100 years ago. And again, the Halacha of Achonos, you do not see it. But something has to be worked upon in the mindset of what happened among the Paiskim. What is Pshat? It does sound away among the Tanis. It does sound away. Yesh Lain, it seems to be the only story of Michael. Now, what is Nichol and Shlo Tzorchal? Again, it comes out, Machlok Shishonim and Shlo Tzorchal is Mutter Osir. We Paskin, Osir. What is Shlo the Tzorchal? It's Machlok, is it Misastik or other cases? The Kurish, a person from Machmer, even the case with Kavon Shri Osir, unless you have a Tzorch Tzorch. Now you have to know, what Kalim are Nichol and Kesher Shlo Tzorchal? What Kalim are Nichol? Let them saw the Ram. The Ram brings down that Kitzvei Kodesh and Eichlim were never Nichol in the original Gzeirah. And therefore, Kitzvei Kodesh and Eichlim, you allow them for no reason at all. That means on Shabbos, you might have a problem moving your stender, moving your shoes, moving your glasses. But Kitzvei Kodesh will learn all day. That's no problem. Don't worry about moving your safer. Kitzvei Kodesh and Eichlim, that's for Tzedek, move, believe Tzarek at all. That's correct. There is one case they do clarify Kitzvei Kodesh. What about a Megillah on Shabbos when Purim comes out on Sunday? They had it last year by former Shulish, I think 2 years ago. Again, they're going to have it on Sunday Purim. There's an Isser for a person to... Why do we read Megillah on Shabbos? Because the Gzeirah Shem is a person who is talking about how much Isser happens. The Kinsai maybe on this Shabbos, it's Muksa specifically on former Shulish. Maybe it's Muksa. So don't finish our Tshuva, it's Mechalik, the place come over here. Bikir and Minigas, we make it, it's Meister, it's Shigura, and Ocho Shulchan, and who is place come make it. It's Mechalik, the place come, we can, we can. But I think the Minigas, we make it, once the Shigura, Ocho Shulchan says, the Lachas, once we look. Fine, but Iga comes out, food, you can move for no reason at all. You can play with your food. We play the food all the time. No problem. You're safer, no problem. What about other cases? All utensils. Are they allowed to move for no reason at all? We'll start off with the Machamirim first. Let's first start with Meshavura. Meshavura, he says on the Sugyo, it's a Kon called Gimel. First thing he's down, it's Mutter, Koshis, Oris, and Slochas. Mutter, cups, plates. With a sack and a knife, Shagab, a Shulchan, Loi, Tadim, Batashmish. Loi, Cholai, Toy, Mixes, Cloud, Uklo, Eichel, Kitzer, Kodesh, Dami. Okay, Mutter, Tatlum. He first starts over the Megillah, the person, he can move all his utensils on Shabbos. I feel it's Loi, Sir Cloud. He ends off, Yesh machmir afilu bekelim elu. So those are machmir even on these kelim. Yesh machmir. Who is the yesh machmir? The Shaitin. He says it's machmir away from the Rambam. Okay, machmir Rambam perachotei. Machmir away from the Rambam. Look, the Rambam. Why? The Rambam says klish machmir. It's klish machmir. After what's the halacha? He's not mechalas which utensils we're talking about. All things are only mutter when gufay mekoymer mecham latzel. Otherwise, it's also. So we first that we have a Rambam that's machmir. Rambam that's machmir. Who else is Machmer? Kura, we settled from the beginning with the Ramban and the Rashba by the case of Tzolos, by a fellow portrait in the Motzli. Over there, There are different cases of the Gemara. First, one case of the Gemara over there on the Mem Gimel Mem Aleph is placing Ka'ara al Ner. Can a person take a Ka'ara, a plate, and put it on top of the Ner? Now, Ka'ara is one of the cases that Tosafot brings down, that's Mutter. And still, the Ramban and the Raj want to say challenge to you is you cannot move a Kli for no reason on the Ka'ara. You see, the Ramban and the Raj say you cannot move a plate for no reason. That's really the whole Gemara. The Gemara is talking about, can a person put a Kli top of the Ner, a Kli on top of a Peitzel? Kli means you cannot put any Kli on top. Not a plate, not a bowl, not a fork, not a knife, nothing. They're like, no Kli can do it. According to the Ramban and the Raj, it sounds like, Mamash like the Rambam, a Kli, a person cannot move for no reason, even utensils. So we have a Rambam, Ramban, and a Rajbo. Mamash will look at that way in the Ram. The Ramba also thought was not nothing like zero utensils. Then he goes off on the end saying, what's Mutter, Kitzvei Kodesh, and Oichlur? You might say, you left out the case of things are not Nechlem giving you a Gzera, you left out utensils. Why did that bring down the case of utensils? Mephorish away, the Meirin, that took for Bez, he saw some Klish from Lachlur Heter, and he said, what? Like a Koro, like a Sakin, like a knife. And goes up saying, what's a Locho? It's only Mutter Mecham Lachel. Mamish also Machlur like the Rambam. The Kobay that way. And the other point out, the place can point out, read the Mechaber. Mechaber, does he differentiate between utensils and Kitzvei Kodesh and Oichlum or Shakin? Mechaber says, it's Osir, what case is Osir? Abashlor Lator Klal, Osir Lataltlo. Shlor Lator Klal, Osir Lataltlo. He does not bring down the Shulter Gibbon with Michael. Not only that, does not bring down the Mechaber, does not bring down the Beis Yosef. He brings it down nowhere. It's not in the Ketzer Mishnah, it's not in the Beis Yosef, it's not in the Mechaber. Point out the Maimon Mordechai, the Benish Chai, the Mechaber is Machmer. Mechaber holds you cannot move a utensil for no reason. If Mechaber is Machmer, Mechaber, same exact question, also is Machmer. The Amor, he's not Chaylik in the Mechaber. Who's Machmer? The Amor is Machmer. Look in the Taz, the Kohen Beis, we've worked on already, by the case of a Sakin, a pocket knife. Now we're talking about Sakin. Sakin is one of the things that are not Nifl original in the Gzeiro. The Gemara says, Shlosh Shekelim, we're not Nifl originally in the Gzeiro. One of them is a Sakin Kotel. Yet, point out of some Sefer, the fee of the Taz, utensils are also Osir. Why the Taz? Because in case of a Sakin. Sakin was much of the Shlosh Shekelim cloud. So every time that way, the Bogarum records that way also, does bring down his Indian to be Mako. So we have Mamish, the six Shoshonim, six Poiskim. And also, afterwards, look at all our Poiskim, see, God doesn't bring down the Heter. Very seldom say that way. Chayyadim is the first way. He says plates and cups and utensils. He writes clearly. It's only Mutter Mechama itself, and it's not being down to any chaluk. It's not even being down to argue with it. The grass is not being down to any chalukim upon it. He says everything is osir. Look at the Kishulchan Aruch. Everything is osir. Fetish Chay writes before. Everything is osir. Tzara Shabbos, Neitzim, Mamish, or Apaiskim. Until he comes to Mishnah Berurah, it's Mamish Sultan. Not like they brought it down and they disagreed. Mechama doesn't bring it down. The Mordim doesn't bring it down. The Taz is enforced another way. Chayotim doesn't bring it down. It's enforced another way. All our person seem to say that utensils are ma'isa, what? It's osir. It's mamish, lovatory, klal, or be osir. Not like the Shulta Gemara. Come along the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone will learn, read the Mishnah Berurah. It's mutter. Have a yesh machmir. Anyone who knows to read the Mishnah Berurah? It sounds like it's saying shat in the Mechaber. It's mutter. Yesh machmir. But if you catch the Mishnah Berurah, the handkill is for him. Read the Mechaber, read the Nice Kalim, no one says it. No one says it, where are you coming from? The first, from the Rishon of the Paiskim, before we get to Heineken Paiskim, Heineken Paiskim likes being Michael, it's much easier again. But from 100 years and earlier, the 6 Rishonim, I think the 14 Paiskim, Gelah Paiskim, Unza Paiskim, we're talking about Kitchikolar, Chayotim, Archa Filchon, our Paiskim, that might be Machmer. That there's no head of utensils. So where's the Mishnah Berurah coming from? Instead of being Michael, where am I coming from? So in the Shai Tzion, he says, Shilti Gibbon Vishara Khoinim. Nay, Shilti Gibbon, all that thing, all that Khoinim. Shilti Gibbon is the Forish, Elmund, Afan Chesam Aleph, and Ois Aleph, bring down that just like Eichlin and Kitzvei Kodesh and Mutter, why could never Nifl and Gzer, anything not Nifl and Gzer is Mutter, who would in the case of the utensils are on the table, that place was not Nifl and Gzer, therefore you can move it for no reason at all. Who is the Shara Khoinim? Who is the Mr. Brewer calling meaning of Shara Khoinim? So there are other Khoinim with faith. Who do say that way, it's a place of Yontif, the Valbusha Yontif, it's a place of Shabbat, Vahitif, the going sounds that way, the going says, Shlod Tzarek Klal is Osir, except because the Kodesh Eichman, and he sends his placement on Kutzal Gimel Mabez, that says that a person, that these things are not Nichol Magdeva, it sounds like it's a going that way, it's Nezi Yitzhar that way, the Yad Yosef, and the Mishabu is Naked that way. So among the Paiskim, until 100 years ago, there's only about 10 Paiskim I found, the Maestro Mekel. So again, if you look in the Paris, It's not like I'm coming out to very, very much to be machmer. If you learn the sugya yourself, I don't want to be machmer. Learn it yourself, see yourself. It comes out from the Mekhoris, that by utensils, no, you cannot place it on the table for no reason on Shabbat. Mice in the minigas, some of you may call, because here it's what even happened. Mr. Brewer was nice that way. That's close. But the mice among the Rishonim and the Pleasants do not sound that way, except for Mr. Brewer, the Iker. What? The Shalik and Mitarif now a bunch of sheetans. You want Mitarif maybe Sarasaklaus Muslagami. Or maybe Miss Astig is Mutter. And here you have Kavana for it. Each one, Mitarif, we don't pass from Sarasaklaus, is Mutter we pass from Osir. The Indian Mitarif doesn't make sense to me. And here's Mitarif. I find Mitarif own this silky maker, yeah. Mishmur is maker. But Mitarif. Oh, it should be the same thing. Not Mekilim, Mishmur is to be maker. But look among the Shana Pelican, so it should be Mitarif. Now the obvious kasha is, if you're going to be machmer, there's a kasha, if you can be machmer by utensils, so where's the makilim coming from? The thing is never nechal original gzeiro. Are you going to tell me, machmirim, are you telling me that it was nechal original gzeiro, a person cannot move a cup for no reason, a plate for no reason? The kasha, where's the shulik bomb coming from? It says it's never nechal gzeiro. So how can you ask the bisman as this? What's the bomb title? How's the machmirim going to come out? Where's the it's going to come on utensils bisman as this? So there are two ways of answering it. One of the blogs may have heard in the back of the sugya. They said Echanami in the beginning, it was not Nechum and Gzeiro. But now, once we left over there, it's going to start calling us after Loi Plug. Made all Kelim equal. Loi Plug. And one of the answers, that's Chal Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah, what did he think? Nechemiah says you cannot move a Kelim only if it's Iker Shamshus. In the beginning, he also had the Gzeiro's Kelim. What did he hold? Rav Nechemiah also held, Nechemiah's case is Sakin and Atalus. That's the case of Rav Nechemiah's Sakin. He says Sakin cannot move only if it's Iker Shamshus. In the beginning, there's a Gzeiro on Sakin. A side effect of Loth of Meharot. Elamai, in the beginning, is Sakin was Mutter. Once the Maskana called Nechemiah's Iker Tashmish is Mutter, only Iker Shamshus, therefore we say Loth Plug. So if Ephraim, the Shulik Mami, right, the beginning was not Gzeiro. So if now we say Loth Plug, that's one Malach. The second Malach, the Iker among the Pariskin, Shakeret. In the beginning, there was a Gzeiro upon them. And they want to bring a Raya, the two Rayas before from this. One is the very interesting Rashi. Rashi was discussing the sugya of Etiru because of Etiru. So there are three Etirus. Rashi starts off right away, Etiru Oid. On the first Etiru, Rashi says, by the three Kelim, they're much even more than that. Rashi is saying there was a Gzeiro, and they can be much more and more and more. Three more. More than what we did beforehand. So Rashi is saying there was a Gzeiro already on the three Kelim. There was a Gzeiro upon them, Rashi thought. I looked at my show and Kuf Kavdal the Malach. My show is saying, why are you asking on Rabbi? How do you move Koros? Rabbi Nechemi, how do you move Koros in Shabbos? I ask a Rabbi yourself, how do you move Koros? Kodim and Gzeiro. My show is saying, that there was a Gzeiro on Koros, Kodim and Gzeiro, even after Rabbi. So you have my show first, I'm doing that way in Rashi. Etiru Oi, there was a Ramati more than Ramati one. There was a Gzeiro really on all cables. Kashi, you can tell me the Gzeiro on your plate and cup. How do you move it on Shabbos? So that, in this Mahalach, there was a Gzeiro on your utensils. There are three ways that a person want to answer. One Mahalach, the Tila Dava goes, or the Padashani, the Tikarelis from the Taino, that in the beginning they were going to him not to move anything for no reason at all. Well, it's like, well, that was awesome. That was the beginning of the Gzeiro on all Kalim. Therefore, we're left with that. You cannot move your utensils for no reason. Second Mahalach, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down that in the beginning there were going to him that you cannot move any Kalim except for Ikesh Tamshus, like on the Chemiel. The comes out Gavaldi, where's the Nechemi coming from? Ikir Samshus. Because that was the original Gzeiro. The grad writes in his halacha that Be'etim all Kelim also. Even your utensils. Even the Sakin. Except for Ikir Samshus and Mutter. The third way of saying it, the Adonis says it, that at the beginning was Osir or only Mutter Sar Gufa and Mekoimun. That it was Mutter Sar Gufa but not Mekoimun. Fine, three different ways of saying it, right? Either way, one Mahalach to answer the Machmirim, there was not Nechum Gzeir in the beginning, except like Plug, or there were Nechum Gzeir in the beginning, except not for Ikesh Tamshus, or not for Tzarek Mekoimoy, or not for Shlod and Tzarek Klaus. Now, let's go with Makinum, which the minigits we make that you can use it, move utensils for no reason at all on Shabbos. What is Nechum and utensils? Can you move your clothing for no reason? Can you move your clothing? Can you move your Tafshitim? Can you move objects that Tafshitim on Shabbos for no reason? So, we mentioned before the Miri. The Miri says you have a beket outside, you want to move it in from outside. The Chamel itself, it's not so much of a Tzerah Falkach, only getting a little bit by the sun, you cannot move it in inside on Shabbos. The Miri sounds like But Godam is not Nichol Mekater. That's what it sounds like. They bring it down. Who had no right to the Me'iri? So he said in the beginning, Me'iri holds, there's no Heter by utensils. He has the utensils. He came and we arrived, Me'iri holds by the Godam. The question now is, nothing, Mekilim by utensils, what do you do by the Godam? The Me'iri says the Godam is obstacle, he's Machim by utensils. Me'iri is Nichol in the Raya. They bring also from the Chai Odom and the same as Zichar Tarek Moshe, he said the same thing by Begodim, you cannot move it for no reason. We'll force that way. But him also no Raya, because he holds, like Machmirim. Machmirim holds, they cannot move utensils for no reason. So you have to know, Nach and Mekilim will hold, you can move utensils for no reason, can you move your Begodim? So my son, I'm talking about Poskim, Chaim No, says you can't. A lot of Poskim like Purim Chaim No. Atal Hasheni, they bring down from Shai Belitsky, or Nidmu, the Machmirim by Begodim. So my colleague is not posting, even if you hold utensils on water, what's the case of the Godim? What is not posting with my name? What about glasses? Can you move them for no reason? So, the Eish Lavam, the Muchacha says you can, they're big down, the Shmir Shabbos, others big down, they can't move your glasses for no reason. So, L'chura, not the Machmirim, L'chura, glasses should not be worse than utensils, L'chura, you should not move them for no reason. My time is worth making them Iker, L'chura, you can move your glasses for no reason. But not the Machmirim, L'chura, you should be Machmir. What about moving gear? You wash from Shabbos for no reason? Is it nichol in the head of utensils? So there the Chodesh Shani and Shama Yonatan say no. Even Nochtim Akilim, you cannot move your wash for no reason. Which is, comes out very hard. Shabbos, you just have the washes and they take them off on the table on Shabbos. You cannot move your wash for no reason. And what does no reason mean? Even Kavonim you want to say it means no reason. You have to have a good reason, a Tzarech Toiv. What about moving your tables or benches, your chairs? Can you move that for no reason? They also, it's a Macholikis. Mice yourself, in the beginning, the Loch of Tannis, he says, can you move the benches out of the shul on Shabbos? Why? To promote Shabbos by Tisha B'Av so I can sit on the floor. He says, you can't, cannot, because it's Lord Tzarek also. So you see, the Loch of Tannis says, you cannot move your bench and your table for no reason on Shabbos. He's very clear that way. The Chayotim says it also, begin the Chayotim will arrive, because he holds the maximum on utensils. Fine. And the Shalom Yonison, Mice is maximum that way. Most should be that, we'll get to the Torah, just... Oh, well, we'll have to get this for what it means. Atar Hasheni, who does write the Shulchan Ismur, so you look in the Balamor when he's discussing what the gather of utensils are, he says, he gives a case going, Koyt Ka'oro Shulchan. That's one of the examples of the Shulchan. Balamor says, Shulchan is nichol in utensils. Black or white Balamor. That means if you hold up your Shulchan for him, it's mutter, but the Balamor, of course, you'll have your table for no reason. Now, what is Makloikis utensils, or is it your table, or is it your begotten? What is Machlokes? How do you understand what was not nichol in the beginning of the Gezeirah? Rashi says, what was not nichol in the beginning of the Gezeirah? Tadir and Batashmish. Things that you're wrong to do constantly in the Ishtamshis. Rosh and Mr. Brewer is Rashi, Tadir and Batashmish. And that's the Ish of Shalma Yudah, the Ish of Yashiv, what's together? That any Kaili, the Yerogel, Fuse, or Hontai Shabbat, that is what is nichol and Kaisis of Ka'or. The Machma Kaisis of Ka'or, should be Machma all cases. But you can make or buy utensils, you make or anything that's Tadir and Batashmish. You constantly use. I don't mean use means move around. Use means whatever it's always around that you have. Atal Hasheni, Tosu says, what? The Gemara did not mention things that lab b'nei kibble. What is Tosu with the Torah? A table? Or even begotten? These things don't are not b'nei kibble. What is Tosu with the Torah? You start telling me that a table should be also, or your chair should be also, or your furniture should be also. These things are not b'nei kibble, b'etzem. Of course, not in between if you say Tosu is malach, you're saying Rashi is malach. A third malach are the ritva and the balamor say what's together. The getter is something that's only shaykh the heter, the right. He says a chair is only shaykh the heter. A cup is only shaykh the heter. A plate is only shaykh the heter. Things that shaykh the heter and it's there, like a sakin, that's what he's talking about. But things that only shaykh the heter, that was nice to be mutter point to them. A watch on Shabbos has a lock to it for shaykh the heter and heter on Shabbos. That'll be a case being reformal. So it really depends where you're coming from. You're coming from the Rashi to Dima Tashmish. Then Nachum Akinim will throw even a watch should be mutter. Why a watch should be machmir is no ma'amachmim. You use a watch all the time. Everyone has a watch on them all the time. You go with the Mishibuot Malos, a bad watch should be mutter. I don't understand this watch should be machmir. Come this one want to be machmir, I don't understand this watch for it. However, you go with the Malos of maybe Toysis or the Malamar, next time maybe in a watch you can't be machmir. However, again, we go with Mishibuot, the Makilim, Mishibuot, the Tzvim, the Tashvish, throw a watch should be mutter on Shabbos. Fine, just my sister stand off. Minik Shimon Shemekel, Machmut of Lavrocho, and we're going to go back to the Sugyo. And the next couple days, the Ikka focus on the Indian of Fish Machmut Isner as no assumptions of Heather. sure, but even if all that's floating there is water, it's still acid, it doesn't matter.
Then, according to Ashton,
it's obviously clear that something was definitely looking at the water. Of course, it's not true. Ashton wasn't there. Ashton wasn't there.
They don't tell you about the
You don't see him in the Rashi holding. You don't see him.
You don't see him in the Rashi holding. You don't see him.